This morning, the gospel reading comes from St. John's Good News, beginning in chapter 20 with verse 19. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews. Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who is called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We've seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger in the mark of the nails and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in his name. Brothers and sisters, the gospel of our Lord. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Will you please join me for a few moments of silent prayer? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Several months back, after I had foot surgery, some of my family kept asking questions about the wound. How long was it? How many staples were in it? Or stitches? All that kind of stuff. When we met my parents up in Cameron to celebrate my mother's birthday, she wanted to see it. So after lunch at Dairy Queen, you know, the fine cuisine of Dairy Queen, we go out into the parking lot and open the back gate of the Mazda. I sit down on the gate and take the boot off, take the bandages off, show my mother my foot. I'm sure we looked a sight there of all the people passing by on North 77. Anyway, some folks like to show off their wounds. Have you ever noticed that? Some folks like to see other people's wounds. Have you noticed that? They do. Me, I'm not much into either one. Go to the hospital and somebody says, "You want to see my stitches?" I said, "Thank you very much. I'll pass." I'm not too sure what that's all about. My guess is that it has something to do with getting confirmation of healing. That is, watching the progression from wound to treated wound to closed wound to scar all the way back to normal health. It's an assurance that we're going to be okay. That eventually, hopefully, we're going to get back to our old self. Well, folks, that is not what's going on in the gospel reading. That is absolutely not what Jesus is doing. Jesus is not going to be healed of his wounds. They're not going to get better. He's not going to be back to his old self. Jesus shows his disciples his hands and his side, shows his wounds as confirmation of his death and his resurrection. When Thomas demands the same evidence, plus the additional confirmation of touch, yeah, my mama wanted to touch my foot too, you know. She wanted to touch. Thomas wants to touch. I want to put my finger in the nail's mark, my hand in his side. Jesus offers that gift to Thomas. Put your finger here. Reach out your hand. Jesus' words and his actions are declaration, are evidence that things are not going to be back the way they were. They're not going back there. That time is past. This is a new day. This is resurrection. Everything is different. Nothing is the same as it was. These wounds won't heal. They will never turn into scars. They will never fade away with time. For all eternity, our Lord bears the wounds, the marks of his love for you and for me. For all eternity, he bears the wounds we gave him. Now, you may be thinking right now, Sharp, you're just full of gas. I wasn't in Jerusalem 2,000 years ago. I didn't shout crucify. I didn't strike Jesus. I didn't nail him on the cross. I didn't abandon him or taunt him. I didn't shove the spear into his side. No, you didn't. None of us did those things. But have you ever gossiped about a brother or a sister? I have. Have you ever refused to serve or to care or to give because you were too busy or you felt inadequate, your gift wasn't good enough, or maybe you just didn't want to? I have. I've done all of those things. Have you ever complained to others about the pastor or the district superintendent or the bishop or one of the staff or one of the congregation's leaders just because you disagreed with them or didn't understand what they were trying to do? I have. I've done all of those things. Have you ever talked bad about the Catholics or the Baptists or the Carmelites or some other group of Jesus followers? Maybe another group even in our own church. Thinking that they're wrong, they're bad, and of course that you are right and good. I have. I have. If you have, brothers and sisters, you have wounded the body of Christ. We have wounded the precious, glorious body of our Lord Jesus. And he says to us what he says to Thomas. Put your finger here. Reach out your hand. Let me show you the wounds my body bears because of you. Those wounds don't go away, brothers and sisters. We can't just imagine that they're going to disappear. That we can get back to our old self. But there's good news. Anybody want to hear some good news this morning? The good news is that the power of God, that the grace of the Most High, the everlasting Father, is greater than the wounds, greater than the sin which causes them, greater than death, which should be the end of all those wounds, greater than the enemy who would use such weapons against us and against our Lord. The power, the grace of God is greater than all that. And that is a promise. That is why Jesus stands before his friends and says, "See, touch, here I am." He shows his wounds to his friends, but those wounds are transformed by his resurrection. They are no longer bleeding. Did you catch that? There's no mess to clean up across the floor after he walks over. Okay? They can't get infected. The wounds have been transformed. They are now a visible witness to the reality that Jesus, who was dead, is alive. And now death and sin have no more hold over him. You follow? That's good news, folks. Power, the grace of God is greater than the wounds we inflict. Greater than the wounds we bear. That is the promise for our wounds as well. The resurrection transforms them. Doesn't erase them. It's not as if when we are gathered into the arms of God, into glory, that you know, this resurrection body that we receive is going to be so much different from the bodies that we bear now. That's one reason that we got to take care of this body. But the wounds which we bear, the wounds physical, the wounds emotional, the wounds spiritual, are transformed. Become witnesses to the resurrection. To the power of God to bring life where there was sickness and death and brokenness and wounds. All our wounds will be transformed by the power of God. And that promise, as you heard, comes with a mission. Did you catch that? Jesus shows his disciples his hands and his side, gives them his peace twice. And then he says to us, "As the Father sent me, so I'm sending y'all." Yes, you in the Greek is plural. "As the Father sent me, so I'm sending y'all." The same work Jesus was given by the Father, he gives to us. Given the Holy Spirit, receive the Holy Spirit. His presence to be with us in all the comings and goings and all the winding ways and all the ups and downs and ins and outs of life. The Spirit is with us. In order to do His work of mercy, if you forgive the sins of any, they're forgiven, and of righteousness, if you retain the sins, they're retained. Folks, we'll never be healed. We'll never get back to our old self. Because resurrection life is better. It's better. Who wants the old when you can have the new? My sisters and brothers, I invite you to spend a few moments reflecting on the wounds that you have received and the wounds you have given. Reflecting on the promise of our Savior to transform all that reflecting on the mission that we bear as well as the wounds we bear.